In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today the Church celebrates one of the very, very joyful and important feasts. Saint Mary, the Mother of God, departed from this vain world, as we heard in the Synaxarium, on the 21st of Tuba, which is the end of January. And the history of Saint Mary says that after her departure, the disciples prayed on her pure body, and then they buried her in the tomb. And as they were hearing hymns of the angels around the tomb, they could not leave the place for 3 days. After the 3 days, the hymns stopped, and then they left the place. And then, as we heard in the Synaxarium, St. Thomas saw the angels carrying her pure body into heavens, and one of them asked him to come and bless the body and kiss the body and take the bless from Saint Mary, the Mother of God. When the disciples informed him that the Mother of God departed, he said, "I cannot believe unless I see her body." When they opened the tomb, they did not find the body, and he informed them with what he saw and how he took the bless from the pure body. So actually, the feast of today is not the assumption of the body of Saint Mary into heavens, because the assumption of the body can never be remained from the end of January until August. But after 3 days in the tomb, the Lord took her body into heavens. And then the disciples prayed and fasted, asking the Lord to give them the blessing by seeing her pure body. And this is the reason of the feast of today. So the feast of today actually is the appearance of the pure body of Saint Mary to the disciples. We heard about 3 or 4 times during the spiritual revival about Saint Mary. But today we want to conclude our speech in this good time about Saint Mary by saying few words about the most immaculate and the highest saint in the whole world. Everyone knows that she is higher than all the creation, even the angels. She sits on the right hand of her Son and Lord Jesus Christ. That's why when you enter any church, you find the icon of Saint Mary before the icons of the angels and the martyrs and the saints. She is the second heaven, and she is the door of heaven. But today we want to speak about her as the source of joy. She is the source of joy to the whole world. Because through her, the Lord took flesh when he dwelt in her pure womb and formed the second person of the Holy Trinity. When the full of divinity dwelt in her womb, taking humanity, taking human, person, human, full man, and was born of her as the second person of the Holy Trinity. ولد منها الأقنوم الثاني الرب يسوع المسيح بلاهوته وناسوته. So she is the source of joy because the Lord, the incarnate God, was born from her. She did not give birth to a man who received the Holy Spirit later. No. She gave birth to this Jesus Christ, the incarnate God. That's why our forefathers called her the divine laboratory, the divine lab. In this lab, the divinity and the humanity united together in the incarnate God, Jesus Christ. And the reason that we say that she is the source of joy, that this is the most honorable rank that humans can reach, that the Lord takes their flesh. He was born, he lived 33 years, and then he gave this weak body, sinful body, who was accused of death because of his sin. By his death, he gave this body an eternal life and forgiveness of sins and a new nature. That's why Saint Mary is the source of joy. Through her pure womb, this operation happened. That's why the angel informed her, saying, the Holy who will born from you will be called the Son of God. During the revival, the spiritual revival, every night we were celebrating the glorification of Saint Mary. And this glorification, we were describing Saint Mary, saying, let us all proclaim with the voice of joy, saying, hail to you, O Mary, the mother of Emmanuel. Hail to you, O Mary, rejoicing of Eve. She was the source of rejoicing of Eve. Why? Because Eve was very upset and very sad because she was betrayed by the serpent. When the second Eve came and gave birth to incarnate God, who performed the salvation and solved the problem of Eve, she rejoiced. That's why we say, hail to you, O Mary, the rejoicing of Eve. When Eve saw Saint Mary giving birth to the Lord Jesus Christ, who stepped on the head of the serpents, Satan, performing the redemption for the whole world, Eve rejoiced. Also we say, hail to you, O Mary, the joy of all generations. And this is what Saint Mary said herself in her praise after she visited Saint Elizabeth, who was pregnant for 6 months and received her and was filled with the Holy Spirit and witnessed that Saint Mary is the Mother of God. She said, for behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed, and all generations will be rejoiced. Also, Abraham saw the salvation when he offered or was going to offer Isaac. And then the Lord, after he tested his great love to him more than anything, even his beloved only son, the son of promise, and gave him the lamb to be offered instead of his son, he saw. That's why the Lord said to the Jews, Abraham wanted to see my day, and he saw and rejoiced. Saint Mary was the source of joy to Abraham. Who else? To Moses. Moses, when he saw the burned bush, the fiery bush, which was a very clear prophecy about the incarnation of our Lord in the tree, by his divinity, when he dwelt in the womb of the Mother of God. Also, Moses, after they crossed the Red Sea and went to the wilderness of Sinai, and the Lord asked him to build the tabernacle, he saw Saint Mary in the tabernacle. He saw the lampstand. He saw the censer. He saw the Ark of Covenant. He saw the manna pot. He saw many signs in the tabernacle resembling the Mother of God. And he was very happy. He rejoiced. Saint Mary is the source of joy. One day a man danced before Saint Mary in the Old Testament without recognizing very well that it was Saint Mary prophecy. You remember? When the Ark of Covenant was in the hands of the Palestinians, and then they brought it again, David the king danced before the Ark of Covenant. Although his wife despised him, but he answered her, you don't know what I am doing. He was rejoicing by dancing before the Ark of Covenant. And the Ark of Covenant was a sign of Saint Mary, in which the manna was kept. And the Ark of Covenant was a sign of Saint Mary, who was pure by gold from outside and pure by gold from inside through the dwelling of the Holy Spirit in her pure womb. When our Lord also, Jesus Christ, dwelt in her, and she became pregnant, she herself said clearly in St. Luke two, as we said now, for henceforth. No, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. She was happy. تعظم نفسي الرب وتتهلل روحي أو تبتهج روحي بالله مخلصي. At the end we say also, you know what? The first request from St. Mary happened in a very joyful event. In St. John 3, the Lord went to the wedding of Cana of Galilee, and St. Mary was already there, and the wine finished, and she went to her son knowing that he is able to solve the problem. She just said to him, they don't have wine, and he obeyed her. He obeyed her and he changed the water into a pure wine, into the best wine they can have ever drink. As if she was not only asking him to give them wine, but also to announce him as the true bridegroom to every one of his children. We are brides, as we said yesterday. We are his brides. In the kingdom of heavens, every one of us is considered his bride. In Matthew 25, in the parable of the virgins who were waiting for the bridegroom, when he came, all the ready virgins, the white virgins, entered with him into the wedding forever. Now we are very happy because the Mother of God gave birth to our Savior, our Redeemer, but she also gave birth to our bridegroom in the spiritual wedding forever in kingdom of heavens. Every one of us now is preparing for himself for this wedding day. The wedding day between the man and the woman on earth is very good, and it is a sign of the eternal wedding in heavens. But as the bridegroom and the bride also, each one of them prepare himself for this wedding, the Lord also prepared himself. He paid to every one of us, not only the wedding ring, but also his own life. He paid himself for every one of us. Now we are his brides. Now we owe him our lives. Every one of us must prepare himself for this wedding day joyfully. And if the Mother of God asked Jesus Christ in the Cana of Galilee, in the wedding, to give them wine without even the people asking her to do this, be sure that the Mother of God is praying for every one of us, interceding in heavens for every one of us, even if you don't. What about if you do? Even if you don't ask, what about if you do ask her intercession for yourself to her Son and Savior and God, whom she sits at his right for every one of us? May the intercession of the Mother of God be with us all and fill our hearts with true joy and true happiness on this day and on every day for years to come until we go to Him, to be with Him eternally. Glory be to God forever. Amen.